The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are talking this morning about a wide range of approaches that you need to know about to support your good health. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. Have you ever taken a look at healthcare from just a step back and just look how it how the whole system operates.
Every day. And I'm not kidding. Every day of my life, I look at it and it's just so crazy to me.
And for me, the one thing that stands out more than anything is the whole system kicks into gear when the patient presents with an illness or a symptom. What about all those patients that are pre-symptomatic? You know, you can have issues and have no symptoms. So that's the question I always ask is, what did that patient do to get sick? In other words, it's not enough to say, okay, the patient's sick, here's a prescription drug. What did that patient do to cause that problem not ever being addressed?
Okay, well, I think that might be just tad harsh on the patients because what did that patient do to cause those symptoms? Sounds a little bit personal responsibility, but you know, we just drink water from a tap and we're causing illness.
Well, that's the point, is it's about education. Nobody, I don't think, with a few exceptions, maybe smokers, alcoholics, you know, really, with a few exceptions, people really don't deliberately make themselves sick. I think if people knew the tap water might cause them to be sick, they would drink a more purified form of water.
Keep in mind, Dr. Slavin, that in the 50s, doctors were telling their patients that cigarette smoking was good for their health.
I rest my case. You can't trust your doctor, right?
It's an important bit of information that you have to evaluate, in my opinion, with a little bit of common sense and potentially a second and third opinion from diverse sources.
Now, and we see history repeating itself over and over again. I'm going to go back to invention of the internal combustion engine. That's what they put in, you know, automobiles. And the issue they faced initially is finding a fuel that's going to make that engine work well. And they had a lot of choices back then. They could have used alcohol. They could have used, of course, gasoline. There were some other additives. At one time, I think they even had an engine that would run on water, and they would break the water molecule into hydrogen and oxygen, and that would be the source of energy, the hydrogen.
But now certain people had vested interests in the internal combustion engine. the petroleum industry and so on. So very, very interesting how things develop. We'll be speaking later on this week, Dr. Slavin, with Carl Germano, and he may be giving us a little bit of history, kind of in that same vein, how the cotton moguls overran the common sense development of hemp farming, because hemp, rather than cotton, actually lends itself to very, very diverse uses. So, interesting things.
So back when the combustion engine was introduced, they thought that alcohol would have been the primary fuel and the fuel of the future, but oil won out because it was had a bigger profit margin for it. But here's what happened. Then they developed high compression engines, and then they ran into performance problems with the oil or gasoline that they were using. In other words, you know, knocking, you know, the engine knock. And you can still do that today, by
yes,
the way.
Yes.
You know, put, you know, regular gasoline in a, when you should use high test, and you might find your engine begin to knock.
True.
So they had to figure out, okay, how can we solve this problem? And they looked at a lot of different solutions. They looked at benzene, adding benzene to the gasoline. That worked. Benzene comes from coal.
Okay, and that benzene helps with the engine performance, but not necessarily of great benefit to the driver of that car?
Well, they also looked at grain alcohol. Adding 10% alcohol to gasoline raised the quality of the fuel, and it caused less knocking in the engines. And it had other benefits because it was a clean combustion, which eliminated soot, increased horsepower without engine knocking.
Isn't it interesting that it's only 10%? Might there be ways of increasing the percentage and then using all that GMO corn to fuel our cars?
And then, but they continued to do research, and General Motors determined that adding lead to the gasoline produced an ideal anti-knock fuel. It was ideal because manufacturing the lead additive, which was known as tetraethyl lead, would allow them to make the greatest profits. And here's another point. They were very careful to avoid using the word lead, because lead was a known poison, at least for 2,000 years. I mean, this wasn't a new discovery. They knew lead was a poison. Instead, they created a rather benign sounding name. Instead of using tetraethyl lead, they just called it ethyl. Remember that? All those commercials? I remember as a kid, you'd hear, you know, ethyl gasoline. And Standard Oil, this was interesting now. Standard Oil, the biggest oil company in the U.S., partnered with General Motors. And they created a corporation known as the Ethyl Corporation. So you have General Motors, the car manufacturer, the internal combustion engine manufacturer, partnering up with Standard Oil, the biggest oil company. So now we wonder why things are the way they are. And they opted for using tetraethyl lead in the gasoline to improve performance. And again, the only reason that approach was taken was because it offered the greatest profitability. And they knew, and here's the problem also, they knew it was toxic. They knew that adding alcohol to the fuel would solve the problem they were solving with lead. But they couldn't tear themselves away from the prophets. Even the ancient Romans knew that lead could cause insanity and lead to death. So how long did it take to get the lead out of the gasoline? I think it lasted until the 1970s when they finally forced lead out of the gasoline, and I'm not sure when they started adding alcohol instead, but that's what's happening now. took about 80 years to reach this point.
I have a question, Dr. Slavin. What about the potential for environmental contamination? And, okay, so the lead is released into the environment, and individuals, humans, accumulate it in their bodies. Is it a generational thing? Is it potentially passed on? Is there genetic damage then is then passed on to coming generations?
Well, all that lead that was released into the atmosphere from burning gasoline stays in the environment.
Right.
You know, but because we've removed it from lead and from some paint, not all paint, you know, house paint, yes, but I think marine paint, they still have lead in there.
Okay, so watch out when you're painting your boat.
Well, and also people that are involved in remodeling homes might be exposed to lead.
How?
Well, if they're stripping the old paint off and it was a lead-based paint.
Okay.
So actually, they say it was by the 1990s is when all the lead was finally taken out. And so up until that time, all this lead is being deposited into the atmosphere. So it enters the water supply, the food supply. It's everywhere. And it really took a long time for it to reduce in our bodies. It was estimated at the time that 200,000 tons of lead were being deposited into urban environments every year. And the animals were suffering the repercussions. So not just humans, the animals as well. So lead is a big problem. You don't ever hear anybody talk about lead. In fact, it was a major fight to get lead removed. It wasn't something that said, oh, everybody said, oh, that's good. Let's get rid of it. We should have known better. They never said that. They were almost forced into doing it.
So those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat history, the fall of the Roman Empire?
Well, by the end of the 1990s, lead was completely phased out of gasoline, replaced instead with the original alternative, alcohol. From beginning to end, lead was used in gasoline for nearly 80 years, causing unimaginable harm across the globe. Just because the oil industry didn't want to forego a portion of its potential profits.
Okay, and I have to say that, yes, indeed, we're still seeing all of that same stuff today. Now, we're seeing very lethal. How can you be very lethal? We're seeing lethal chemicals being sprayed on our foods, chemicals that don't get rinsed off, so we're ingesting those terrible chemicals. The use of, you refer to them as poisons, Dr. Slavin. Other doctors might refer to them as pharmaceuticals. We see this same thing going on today in the name of making a profit. So I hear music, so we need to take a short break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and today we're talking about lead. And I have to say, Dr. Slavin, it isn't something that many people would consider a prime threat to their well-being. Why do we need to know about the lead contamination?
Well, if you recall, last week we talked about mercury one day. And mercury is still being used in many things that we're being exposed to, not to mention vaccinations. And yet it's a known toxic. In fact, there isn't any safe level of mercury in the body.
Okay, so here we know, number one, there is no safe level of exposure to mercury, no safe level of mercury found in the body, and yet it's in the vaccines. I just have to digress.
And your dental amalgams, they don't call them. Here's another. Remember I mentioned earlier, they didn't say it was leaded gasoline. Now they say no lead gasoline, right, of course, or unleaded.
Right.
They said it was ethyl gasoline. So you wouldn't put the, it was, ethyl was short for tetraethyl lead.
So
ethyl, they called it ethyl.
A diversionary tactic, mm-hmm, there. And we find that over and over and over again. Different ways that corporations find to take away from the potential red flag that might go up with regard to certain chemicals and certain things that they do. I found out I read that Walgreens offers a reward to their employees who remind people to get a vaccine, a flu shot. And it just brings me back to the discussion that I had with a cashier. You know, imagine the cashier telling customers that you should get your flu shot. You know, this is kind of, in my opinion, a decision between a patient and a doctor, not customer and a cashier in a drugstore. And so I said, oh no, I would never have a flu shot. And she said, well, they took the mercury out. And I said, oh no, they didn't. And they have not. Some of the vaccines have had the mercury removed, but the flu vaccine has thimerosal. Okay.
So in answer to your question, if you remember what that was.
It's so good that you have a good memory, Dr.
You know, why should we be concerned about lead? Or why should we be even thinking about it? Because it has a lot of symptoms associated with lead accumulation in your bodies, including peripheral neuropathy. Pretty common. Fatigue.
It's universal. Right? I think so many people are dealing with fatigue.
Impaired concentration, hearing loss. Here's an interesting one, wrist and foot drop, which is a neurologic problem.
Wow.
Now, the next list of symptoms, very common, nausea, heartburn, constipation.
Wow.
Now, for the women out there, you know, when you are pregnant, miscarriages or the incidents are increased because of lead exposure. Also, infertility because of its effect on sperm, reduced sperm count, and motility or abnormal sperm?
Well, we know in the past 60 years that male sperm count has gone down and down and down and down.
I don't know. Did they ever figure that one out?
Well, it's making very, very good sense here. And I would just say, you think about the pesticides we use. You think about all of the chemicals we're exposed to. It actually is astonishing that the human race has survived, because what I'm thinking about are the combinations of these things. So here there's lead, mercury, DDT, Splenda. I mean, all of those things taken together, it's brutal.
Well, we live in a toxic environment, and I just think it makes sense to avoid toxins whenever you can, because there are a lot of toxins that we're exposed to that we can't avoid. You know, if the air is polluted, very difficult to avoid that. If the water you're drinking is polluted, and you wouldn't even know it, think about this. The water is treated only for the removal of infectious agents, you know, bacteria, viruses, maybe some parasites, if it is effective for that. But they're not doing anything to take the lead out of the water, but they add chlorine and fluoride to the water, so those are more toxins. So you think about all the ways we're being exposed. So a lot of people say, well, I put a filter on my water, so I'm not getting the chlorine, for example. But what about all the produce and animals that drank the water? Now their cells are full of these toxins, and then you eat them. That's really a problem and something to think about. So the reason I bring up this topic is all these symptoms that people have, and no one ever checks for heavy metal toxicity.
Okay, but you've been checking for heavy metal toxicity for 20 years, right, in your practice?
At least.
And those are tests and modalities that you've been educated about for a very, very long time. The kind of medical associations that you have connections and membership in, that's where you get that kind of information. And mainstream doctors who are members of AMA, they're not getting this information.
But here's an interesting point, that the information I just spoke about, all the symptoms associated with lead toxicity, was published in an article entitled Lead Exposure in Adults, A Guide for Healthcare Providers. And it was on the website health.newyork.gov. So the government
issued. Okay.
So the only problem I have with that information is they go ahead and tell you, well, to check for lead, do a blood test. Despite the fact that they even admit that the lead doesn't stay in the blood very long, it's deposited in tissues, you know, your organs and bone. So you can get a normal blood value of lead and still be toxic from lead because it's in the tissues. It's already been absorbed by the tissues.
Okay, so you mentioned that it would be deposited in tissues, deposited in bone tissue. Very, very interesting. So you're talking about some skeletal issues with peripheral neuropathy, a dropped foot, that kind of thing. How might it be associated with the development of arthritis, with the elevated risk of fractures in older people?
Well, clearly it is, and for this reason. When you're absorbing lead, it's blocking the absorption of calcium and magnesium and other important minerals for healthy bones. So there's the antagonism there. So, yes, lead creates a problem there. And you have to check, again, for the right way to check for lead. It's not even a plain urine test, but a provocative urine test. Remember, it's all bound up in the cells, in your organs. So you've got to put a chelating agent into your body that'll dislodge it from those sites and release it to the urine so you can see what your body's accumulated.
Might there be any successful chelating agents that people can include in their diet? And so what I'm thinking about would be something like distilled water. Distilled water tends to pull minerals out of your body. And maybe fibrous foods? Is there any approach like that that can start the process?
Well, I think in order to evaluate any treatment, whether it be things like you're mentioning, and cilantro is always on that list of natural chelators, you want to be tested to have a baseline and then retested later on to see if you've made some progress in removing the body burden of lead.
Okay, so is it really complicated to do a provocative urine test?
No, you take...
Days involved or time involved?
No, it's just, a urine collection during your waking hours after you've taken a chelating agent. Now, the best way to do it is an intravenous chelating
delivery system.
Yeah, an IV. But we use an oral chelator because it's a lot easier for people and it's effective in removing lead and mercury. So you can get an idea of just what your body burden of these heavy metals are. The ideal chelating agent for lead is EDTA. And the approach has always been intravenous EDTA because it's not absorbed well orally. Only about 5% of the EDTA taken orally is absorbed as opposed to 100%.
Okay, here's my position when people tell me, okay, you're only getting 5% of what you're of the dose. That's the active component of your dose. Maybe do you only need 5% to move things out?
Well, it'll move 5% of your body burden out compared to 100% versus...
I'd like 100% removal.
So, yeah, it'll move a little bit out. But then they came up, and this is what...
And that 5% is using an oral chelator.
EDTA orally. Now,
okay.
And remember, the other 95% stays in your digestive tract, binding with nutrient minerals as well as toxic minerals if it's in your food, preventing the absorption. That may not be a good thing if you're binding up minerals in your diet.
Not to be a contrarian, but could you take the EDTA, have 5% removal one day a week, nutrient minerals the other days of the week?
Actually, when I take this approach with patients, I say take it at bedtime away from food.
Okay.
So that would be the best way to do it. Take it at bedtime. Maybe you've eaten at least 4 or 5 hours earlier. So hopefully your stomach is empty and you do it that way.
Okay.
And then they came out with EDTA by rectal suppository. You've heard of that, no?
Yes, I have heard of that. I'm skipping that one.
No, well, but, and this is...
Think again? Should I think again?
This is, advertising.
Okay.
So, because in the advertising for it, they said it's better absorbed. They make a lot of claims. So I, went online on a website that will compare oral versus rectal medicine. Now, typically...
Okay, there's a lot of very reasonable approaches for that, for the use of that rectally supplied nutrient or therapy. I hear music, and so what is going to happen is we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more about this discussion about get the lead out. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio. which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And before we get back to our discussion about lead, I want to tell everybody about Janet's best formulas. Those super fruit extracts in Jana juice, very easy to use and very appropriate with the discussion today, providing you antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, nutrient levels that are not necessarily found in many of the vegetables and fruit choices you might have on a daily basis. So these are the superfoods, so to speak. So I just want to let everybody know that all three of the Toonie stores have my Janet's Best Formulas, the Jana Juice and the Jana Biotic, as well as Greenlands, The Healthy Way in Boca Raton, Health Emporium in Deerfield. And if you're looking for very, very basic natural way to reduce inflammation and support your antioxidant status, give them a try. Dr. Slavin?
And AMT Centers has an event coming up.
Oh, well, do you have a date for that? Because you were a little evasive
yesterday.
Yes,
I was. The 31st of October.
Okay, Saturday. Perfect. Excellent.
You can make it that day?
I will make it my business to be here that day. Now, that special event is taking place starting early in the morning. And tell us about the hours between
8 and 11.
Okay.
And the reason we're starting early, the event is a blood drawing event over there. And in order to get people introduced to AMT centers, they're going to do a complete blood count, a serum chemistry, and a urinalysis free of charge that day.
Wow.
And we're doing it early for a couple of reasons. Come fasting, so you'll get your fasting numbers. Should you want to order other tests, that'll be available as well.
Okay, so someone will be here talking about what might be of high importance to each individual and maybe talking about some of the different tests that are available to evaluate.
We'll hand out a menu of choices that people can get.
Okay. Very, very interesting array of tests. Now, we're talking about lead intoxication, and the blood test is not a good way to evaluate lead accumulation in your body. So are there tests that AMT centers offers that can give people an insight into heavy metal intoxication?
Yes, there's the provocative test I spoke about earlier. However, you won't be able to do it that day because you would have to take an oral chelator before the test, but we can arrange to have it done on a subsequent day, and solve that problem. The other thing about the event, not only will the CBC chem panel and urine be free of charge, but There'll be special prices across the board on all the testing.
That was my next question. Are there special deals with the other tests? So fantastic. And so there are tests, to give you an insight into your calcium status. So the strength and, maintenance of your bones, and tests to give you information about the profile of cholesterol, very, very in-depth analysis of cholesterol so that you'll know what your status is with regard to dangers of oxidized cholesterol. You'll get information about homocysteine having so much to do with how your brain is going to work. A little bit of controversy whether the homocysteine is an important factor in evaluating your risk of heart disease, but very important factor across the board with regard to a number of different symptoms.
Well, not just heart disease, Alzheimer's disease.
That's what I'm saying. I think more people need to know about the importance of testing homocysteine. And unfortunately, when they speak with their doctors, many times the doctor says, no, that's been discredited, because there's a little bit of disagreement about interpreting the facts about cardiovascular disease.
We were talking about then the treatment for lead toxicity, and we mentioned intravenous EDTA. And then there are people who have made up oral EDTA formulations, which, again, 5% absorbed orally. They decided, well, we'll do a rectal EDTA, and they promote that as saying that's better than oral. But if you look at the research behind that, it doesn't seem to be better than oral, and oral is not very good to begin with. And here's what I found some information. They said they actually did a study on that. They gave they tagged the EDTA with a radioactive isotope so they can track it, and it was used to see or study abnormal intestinal permeability, because it is not well absorbed. So if it gets into the body, it is a problem with intestinal permeability. When EDTA enters circulation, it is rapidly excreted in the urine. This is when you take it by mouth or even rectally. In a published study, the authors determined that 85% of an intravenous dose of EDTA was recovered in the urine after 6 hours. So that means that the other 15% is taking a little bit more time to get out of the body. But in other words, basically, 100% is in the body when you give it intravenously. But here's the point. They also reported that when a saline solution of EDTA was administered by enema, so you're giving it rectally, only 7% of the tagged EDTA that was instilled into the colon was recovered in the urine over the next 6 hours. So these results show that very little EDTA can be absorbed when distributed throughout the colon by enema. Even less would be absorbed if administered by suppository and limited to the rectum. But there's another problem. It's not just about how well it's absorbed. What does it do to the tissue in that area? And this is what you have to know. I think the show before us mentions SOD.
Right.
Remember
right.
That superoxide dismutase? That's an important defense against cancer. Superoxide dismutase is a metalloenzyme that must have zinc, copper, and manganese to function. Now, think about this. EDTA has a very high affinity for all of these metals. So if you put EDTA in high concentration, as in a suppository, in the rectum, it will bind tightly to those essential metals and remove them from the mucosal lining of the rectum, inactivating intracellular SOD and other vital metalloenzymes. So what do you think that might lead to? That might lead to an increased risk for rectal cancer years after you may have used a suppository.
I think we work so hard to maintain a health-supporting colon chemistry. This sounds like an assault to that healthy colon chemistry. Okay, so.
So one last thing. So there have been hundreds of thousands of intravenous EDTA treatments administered with really no reported side effects.
Okay, I have a question.
Now, wait, a lot of people are using suppositories, but it's not doctor supervised because they can get this stuff, you know, I think without a doctor, and they do it on their own. And really nobody is knowing or following or checking to see what happens.
Okay. Sometimes the question goes right out of my head. But in this particular case, here's the very important zinc, copper, manganese. And what happens to those minerals when you're delivering the EDTA intravenously? Do you, during the course of an intravenous EDTA treatment, do you replace those minerals on a regular basis? What do you tell patients about supporting those minerals?
Well, part of the protocol for chelation therapy is daily oral administration of minerals, you know, high dose multivitamin mineral formulation, which has all the minerals in there. So you want to make sure you're not depleting your minerals. And then also part of the protocol is after every fourth treatment, you get a nutrient IV that's also replacing all the minerals intravenously. So so we're cognizant of that issue and making sure that you don't deplete your minerals.
Okay. And during the EDTA treatment, the intravenous treatment, the toxic metals are being removed, coming out in the urine and feces. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, how about this? We talked a week or so ago with Dr. Sherry Rogers, and she talks about a far infrared sauna. And she talks about removing heavy metals through the perspiration when you're doing that far infrared sauna. Is that a good adjunct to the intravenous EDTA?
Yeah, I think as an adjunct it's good, not a substitution. Remember, these minerals are embedded in your tissues, so you really have to use something to pry them loose from the tissues before your body can excrete it. You will get excretion of other toxins in the body through perspiration, which is a good thing. I don't know if there's a test that's measured the content of the sweat to see if it's coming out that way.
Okay, so when you're removing the lead, the mercury, all of those heavy metals, the EDTA doesn't target one heavy metal in particular. It's pulling all of them out of your body. Now, Dr. Slavin, you're talking about these heavy metals being embedded in your tissue. Does it hurt when it comes out, when it moves out?
Okay, I was looking up something, let me go to this, and then we can go back to this. I just, you know, you mentioned something that was interesting. I had never, you know, checked on it, and this was, are there heavy metals in sweat? And there was an article published in Scientific American right on that topic. And the question was, it was from a company promoting infrared saunas. And I have a sauna by this company, Sunlight Sauna, and it contends that users experience the same healing energy that is released naturally by the sun. So, I'm all in favor, by the way, of saunas.
Okay, so pain relief, weight loss, detox, enhance your circulation, balance cholesterol, support your immune system.
And when we come back, we'll find out if through excess perspiration you can remove heavy metals from your body.
Okay, you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center. Staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. I'm Janet Cimarelli here on Natural Doc Radio, and Dr. Slavin is working on finding some answers to questions. Okay. Dr. Slavin?
Well, you brought up an interesting topic. I like the idea of infrared saunas. It mm-hmm. helps you perspire, ridding your body of toxins. So the question is just what happens when you do that, and are heavy metals removed? And in this article I came across, says toxic elements were found to differing degrees in each of blood, urine, and sweat. Serum levels for most metals and metalloids were comparable with those found in other studies, meaning in the blood it's going to be low. Many toxic elements appear to be preferentially excreted through sweat.
Okay, that's interesting. Good to know. Yes.
Presumably stored in tissues, some toxic elements readily identified in the perspiration of some participants were not found in their serum. Induced sweating appears to be a potential method for elimination of many toxic elements from the human body.
Okay, I like that.
So clearly, we suspected that. We just don't know how bound up these heavy metals are. So in 2012, researchers with the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario provided a meta-analysis on 24 studies and found that arsenic, lead, mercury, and cadmium weren't only present in sweat, but often present in greater concentrations than within urine or blood.
Interesting.
And they determined quite simply that sweating deserves consideration for toxic element detoxification. So in answer to your question, clearly using a sauna and perspiration is a great form of detoxification. Mm-hmm. But still, it's not going to mobilize these heavy metals as quickly as EDTA given intravenously.
Okay, so with the proper protocol of the intravenous delivery of the EDTA, you're going to move out those heavy metals, and that protocol also includes kind of a restoration approach every so often during the intravenous protocol.
On a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're telling people to take a very high quality multivitamin, mm-hmm. multi-mineral. Right. Okay. And I also presume to drink a lot of water during the chelation treatment.
Exactly. But I want to go back to the saunas.
Yes.
There are a lot of toxins in our bodies that aren't removed with EDTA chelation therapy. One of them is bisphenol A.
Right.
EPA. That's a hormone-disrupting plastic additive. It's found in many food packages. And if you test Americans, it's found in most Americans. But it's they also found.
Do you think we use more disposable plastic things than other countries in the world, and that's why?
I think so. And, and they found that it's detected in the sweat. But here's the interesting part. It's detected in the sweat even when it's not detected in their blood or urine.
Isn't that interesting?
In other words, what the point is that these substances are quickly mobilized out of the blood, stored in the tissues. Blood test is really the worst way of looking for any of these toxins.
Okay, so at AMT centers, there are other approaches outside of blood that will give people further insight into maybe there's something in a blood test that gives an eye-opening view into the development of symptoms or disease. And then there are follow-up tests that people can do that give you far more information.
Now, you don't have to run out and get a sauna, or that would be the ideal. Just sweating. So if you do some vigorous exercise and you sweat, that's getting rid of toxins. You know, just one thing to think of when you're trying to keep your body as healthy as possible. Saunas.
Okay, Dr. Slavin, I just saw something about Monsanto's Roundup and that the glyphosate that's found in Monsanto's Roundup is disruptive to the endocrine system. I just want to let everybody know that I gave out incorrect information, and I was told by a listener how to correct it. Okay, I talked about Lowe's being the store that had agreed to stop selling Roundup, and that is not true. Lowe's Home Improvement Center is still selling Roundup. And to our listeners, please talk to the people at Lowe's, Home Depot, Kmart, and Sears. Tell them to stop selling this very, very dangerously toxic product. Dr. Slavin?
Well, you know, recently it's come out that despite what Monsanto said, that glyphosate is perfectly safe, they're finding that it could be a carcinogen. And a study that was published in the Journal of Organic Systems has even linked glyphosate, which is the primary ingredient in Monsanto's herbicide Roundup, to an enormous increase in chronic diseases across the United States. So you got heavy metals, lead and mercury. Now you've got Monsanto. You've got the plastics. So you know, you try and decide why are people getting sick and is staring you right in the face, and nobody's doing anything about it except handing out more pills, which are also poisons.
Okay, we're doing something about it, Dr. Slavin, because we're offering information to people and how they can make a change step by step in their diets, how they can enhance the quality of their health by choosing good water, understanding what the kind of the weak links in the chain of their health might be, identifying those weak links with the tests that are available at AMT centers.
Now, with the glyphosate, they did a study in rats, and they said even low exposure rates, as little as 10 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. Now, this was done in rats, and they found it decreased their testosterone levels and corticosteroid secretions. So it's affecting your hormone production. And they found the effects of Roundup to also decrease the body's synthesis and release of ACTH. That's adrenocorticotropic hormone. That's the hormone that stimulates your adrenal gland to put out its hormones. And without ACTH, you're unable to stimulate corticosteroid production. When rats were given Roundup, and the ones that were given, well, here's the thing. So they had the rats given Roundup. Some were then injected with ACTH, and they were able to overcome that problem. Now, what is ACTH? It's what stimulates your body's production of cortisone, which is the stress hormone. If you can't make that, you have a tough time dealing with stress. And the disease associated with that is Addison's syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, not enough cortisone production. So, we're just, you know, there's just so many issues with these problems.
Okay, what? Fertility, miscarriages, improper development, improper fetal development. There's just so many different aspects how the glyphosate attacks our hormone balance.
And the levels of Roundup or glyphosate are increasing in the environment. And this hormonal disruption that it causes can lead to symptoms such as fatigue, anorexia, sweating, anxiety, shaking, nausea, heart palpitations, and weight loss. And here's the problem. We don't even have a way to test for glyphosate. They haven't come up with a test yet that's available to the masses.
I have a guess, Dr. Slavin. There may very well be a test, but you will never know about it because Monsanto owns the patent on it, and they don't want you to test for glyphosate.
That may be the case. It probably is. Because I checked, I Googled it, you know, testing for glyphosate, and you really can't find anywhere to get that test. I'm sure it'll come eventually, and we'll let you know as soon as it's available. But right now, we don't have that.
So very important if you want to minimize your exposure to glyphosate as much as is possible within your power. You need to be choosing organic foods because the contamination in commercially raised livestock as well as vegetables and fruits very, very much associated with a content of glyphosate. The glyphosate is in the weed killer Roundup. So the Roundup Ready seed is able to resist that application of the pesticide, but the weeds around the crop are destroyed with the Roundup. And so the weeds are getting smarter and smarter, and there's more and more Roundup being used. Dr. Slavin, we are out of time. So our conversation today was about lead and how to get it out of your body, and a very, very special event coming up on October 31st. So stay tuned to Natural Doc Radio for more information on that special event. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
I've been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.